This is the 5 o'clock focus on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Ousted Wisconsin Center District CEO Marty Brooks isn't going quietly. Today he appealed to not have his firing stay in place. Adam Roberts was there. Adam, fireworks down there, it sounds like.
Yeah, we were questioning if this was going to be a lot of something or a lot of nothing. I'd say more something than not. 45 minutes, Brooks was allotted by the board to basically make his case. He was allowed to put this in public in open session. It raised a lot of eyebrows that he would do that. And he came out swinging pretty quickly, listed some of his accomplishments, working in his role, especially with the Baird Center revamp a couple of years ago. But then went pretty much after everyone on the board who he says wronged him, including the guy who's now in his pseudo seat, the interim chief of staff, Jim Cantor.
The ultimate irony, the board gave my job to Chairman Cantor on a part-time basis of $30,000 a month. He has no event or venue management experience. After grousing that I was being paid too much, Cantor is now being paid at the top 25% level in an industry in which he would not otherwise even be considered to be interviewed for this position. And that is before even considering his conflicts of interest. The board fired the wrong person.
Cantor, the COO of Central Standard Distillery, did respond afterwards, basically, I'll paraphrase, but said, you know, it was an emotional speech by Brooks, but our allegations are factual allegations in the district's eyes. So what ultimately came of things, the board still voted to reaffirm we're firing him for cause. So you put two and two together, it's likely this is going to end up before a judge. Whether it gets settled, I don't know. His attorney, Brooks's, told me and others that they all were offered two settlement amounts, one around $380K, then a one earlier this morning around $200,000, neither of which obviously Brooks accepted.
So at this point, he's not even asking for extra damages. If I read the information correctly, he's asking for what he says he would be owed if he was fired for convenience, not
correct,
for cause. And that's over $900,000, isn't it?
It is. It's just north of that. And there's a long, lengthy notice of claim that they submitted as part of this today. It's included in my web story on WTMJ.com. There's a link to it. But essentially, yeah, they're not budging on that number. And that's ultimately going to be the sticking point for how this could end up before a judge.
So what was the reaction of those on the board that he went after? Many of them were there. Was there head shaking? What was the reaction?
So when Cantor heard the call out against him specifically, initially during the speech, yeah, there was a little bit of a, I was right behind Jim, so I couldn't see his facial expression, but there was definitely some hand crossing and some head shaking. Alderman Bob Bauman received a lot of lobs from Brooks. He was not present for the meeting. He was at a Common Council committee hearing on We Energies, of all things, interestingly. Alderman Jose Perez, who levied the sexual assault allegations for which no charges were filed, he was virtual. And then Greg Marcus, CEO of Marcus Corporation, was also called up by name. He told us afterwards everything that he said was factually inaccurate, and we will have our day in court.
All right, Adam's done a great job covering this. You can stay on top of it by checking out WTMJ.com.